to part with it, but it was too hard to keep up, and the taxes were almost prohibitive right there in town. And so I was able to make some money out of it. This is the way it looked. Well, the road was designated, but it wasn't open. And this is the way it looked after I lived there. See, I moved into it in 1942 after my husband died and reared my family there.
Pretty house.
That was a picture made in 1959, and that was in 1909.
What do you call this kind of fence here?
It's a picket fence. White picket fence.
Do they have flat tops or pointed tops?
Pointed tops. And you see, see this banister they had here?
Yes, sir.
Well, this porch really went all around the back. Right in here was a bathroom.
Did you call that a porch?
Yes. And it went all around the back. Primarily, there's a gate there. See, that's my little brother, and there I am. This is my uncle. And then this is my brother and a Mexican boy that we reared. And the gate was there. See, when we first moved out here, the snakes were terrible because, see, they had just grubbed out the underbrush, and they were just everywhere. And we couldn't play out in the yard at all. We killed 8 and 10 foot rattlesnakes. So around the back there, my father hadn't gotten it latticed in yet, and the bobcats and the coyotes played on the back porch, and my bedroom was back there, and it kept me petrified. So he finally had it latticed in, and when screen wire came in, well, they screened it. See, the windows at first weren't screened.
How'd you keep the mosquitoes out?
Oh, I don't know. We used bars, you know. This was a parlor in this room here. And this door opened to the parlor. There was a bedroom in here, and then there was a big dining room and a kitchen. This was my mother's bedroom, and here was mine. And there was a big hallway all the way down, 12-foot ceilings, well built, you know. And this parlor was the formal place. Now, when I moved into it, I made this room, front room, the living room for the children, see. And then I had my own bedroom like I did, and I put the two boys on the north side over here. All the boys' rooms are over here. And every Sunday morning before I fixed breakfast, I went to count to see how many were in there, because they bring home boys, and sometimes it'd be as many as 8. I had double beds in those places, so I'd make a stack of waffles. But there I am standing there, holding my little brother there.
What happened to the chimneys?
Well, I took them out later, completely, the fireplaces, because they were too old and I didn't want to have to rebuild them. And that gave me more floor space. They're not on there now, the chimneys. But this is the way it looked after this is the beginning of it. And then that's where I improved it, you see, and took the chimneys out. But it had a fireplace in my mother's bedroom and in the dining room. And a kitchen, of course, had the kitchen stove and a flue. And then this bedroom over here had a flue, and we used a wood heater, you know, a little wood stove, you know, these heater stoves.
What did it look like?
They're just a small stove that you can buy with the pipe going up into the flue, you know, and it's just for heat.
Did you call them anything special?
No, just a heater stove.
Is that the only other kind of stove?
Galvanized iron, you know.
Is that the only other kind of stove there was? There was the wood stove and the heater stove.
Yeah, and then they had the little oil heaters too, you know.
What were they like?
Well, they have them now. They're about so high, round, and they had an oil wick. And we used that in the bathroom for heating purposes, see.
Why in the bathroom? Was it warmer or something?
To warm it up. And this is a swing we had in the backyard. But you see, it improved a lot during the years.
What kind of furniture is this?
That was some antique wicker I had. I let it get away from me. I don't know why.
It's very pretty.